Hello, dear listeners of Mushtar City, it's your favorite radio 89.6. We are welcoming you in cultural program, and the name of this program is Falling in Love with Nirit Haza. We are ESC volunteers who are finishing our long term 1 year in this beautiful city, and we're going to discuss how this city influenced us and what we think about this. So I'm really happy to welcome here in the studio guys who are here with me. Hello, Maria. How are you doing?
Hello. Oh, my God. That was so abrupt. I am good. How are you?
I'm full of energy and other stuff.
And other stuff?
Nata? No. I'm full of energy. Thank you. Hello, Victor.
How are you, Nata? Thank you for having me here in this non-official part of my volunteer term here. So thank you for having me like a guest in this brand new show.
I mean, we are all volunteers, and even if we finished, we still enjoy this year together in this city. So that's why you're here, because I need your opinion about Nirit Haza.
That's true, that's true. And I'm ready to tell a lot of things, a lot of secrets about Nirit Haza.
Carmen, how are you?
Hello, Nata. Hello, everyone. Very good. Very good, very happy, because also my contract finished the previous week, but still we are recording programs, so we love be here. Thank you.
And we also have a special guest, and this is a local person from Nirit Haza to share opinion from a different perspective. Hello, Mate.
Hey, everyone.
Can you say that you love Nirit Haza?
I love Nirit Haza. I have been living here for 17 years, and I love it since then. It's in my heart.
So 17 years is enough to fall in love with Nirit Haza.
Of course,
but
it's enough. No, it's a half year is enough.
Okay, we're here to investigate if 1 year is enough. Guys, please tell me, do you think that Nirit Haza is a city worth loving?
Okay, I will start. I will take the first round. If it's possible to fall in love with Nirit Haza, of course. I mean, you said Mate, 17 years, but even a year. But even I could say after some months, like 2-3 months, even when I arrived, I was feeling okay here. But with the time, even, it's like more and more. Right now, even in 2 weeks, I have to depart. And in my opinion, I'm right now kind of divided, because of course I want to see again my family, my country. But today we are here for talk about Nirit Haza. And yes, it's possible to fall in love with Nirit Haza. Right now I'm feeling really good here. My daily day here, it's fantastic. And we are here to discuss which places are the best, which is the best way to live here, to enjoy, and of course, why not to fall in love in Nirit Haza? Not only with Nirit Haza, why not to fall in love also in Nirit Haza?
It takes a different turn than what I expected.
No. I think that it's part of the same. I mean, if you are here living, you could fall in love with your city right now, Nirit Haza. But I think that it's part of falling in love with Nirit Haza. Fall in love with someone also here. Why not? Love is in the air.
True, true. Okay, guys, do share the idea that you love Nirit Haza, I guess so. If you are here today with me, that probably you have some positive emotions toward Nirit Haza, right, girls?
For me, I feel like Nirit Haza is a person. You know, for me, it's not a city, but a person. And I feel like when you
Maria, what kind of person? Then you have to describe.
Okay, I will describe. But for me,
blonde with blue eyes.
I was shocked with that answer.
You were not expecting it. Okay.
Name.
Yeah, I feel like I have a relationship with the city as if I had a relationship with another person, you know, like a friendship. Like it's a friend that you see every day. And sometimes you can get tired of this person, and sometimes you want to see this person. Sometimes you feel like this person is exhausted or tired and has no energy to give you because it's empty. So, yeah, for me, it's like a friend that I have met this year and that I will take in my heart forever.
Okay, thank you for this interesting idea. And now, seeing the face of Mati, I really want to ask, how is this idea for you?
So, in my perspective, Nirit Haza is something else because, you know, you're here as not a permanent family member. Maybe you live here. It's a great city to start because, you know, Nirit Haza is not a big city, not a huge city with a lot of people, not with great opportunities. But for me, Nirit Haza means family, means home. You know, it's something else when you love a city or when you feel it like as a home. Sometimes I hate Nyíregyháza. I want to get away from here. Mm-hmm. Like, even though my family is here, my friends are here, I sometimes feel like I could, I would run away and never come back. But always, there's always the feeling inside of me that this is my home. This is where my family is, where my friends are. I know every street, every turn, every park, everything in Nyíregyháza. And it's just like coming home. Whenever I'm going away for like a week or a month somewhere, like for example, Budapest, when I'm going to my relatives, or when I'm going for an Erasmus, which is like, who knows, 2 weeks, 1 week, 2 weeks, I always feel like coming home is a relaxation, is something that gives me energy because it's my family. Nyíregyháza is my family, is my home. So even though I sometimes hate it, I still love it. And I think I'm fully in love in Nyíregyháza, even though there are better cities than this.
Carmen, have you any interesting metaphors about Nyíregyháza? Have you ever considered it something bigger than just a place where you have to spend 1 year?
No, if I'm honest, no. I am not so creative like my colleagues. But I can say that, of course, it is possible to fall in love with Nyíregyháza. I think that I need about 5 or 6 more to feel like this, because I have to confess that for me the weather is very important, and the good weather, when the good weather arrives, the previous summer, for example, or spring, I began to like this city much more. And even right now, we notice that the good weather is coming again and we have to depart. So right now it's worse to come back to home, because in summer this city became another city. For me, there are 2 different cities in Nyíregyháza, one in winter and another one in summer. And I would like to ask to everyone, because I was thinking in the words of Mate, I would like to say that I think that you can be in love with a city, but it doesn't mean that you have to stay in the city forever. You can go to somewhere else, but also you can feel in love with the city.
I also have to say that talking about what Mate said, I agree with you. I think that all of us, in some moment, we feel like we want to run away, we don't like our city. But in fact, it's not a truly feeling. It's just in that moment, you want to do another thing, and maybe in your city it's not possible to do it. But it doesn't mean that you hate it. So, talking about this, I also felt that in my city, even in Malaga, which is a really beautiful city. But when I was abroad, I discovered that it's not hate. It's in that moment, I don't want to be there. I want to discover another things, and maybe there is not possible. But I'm really in love also with my home city town. And for that reason, today we also say that we are in love with Nyíregyháza, because we have different reasons. For him, for you, Mate, it's a family, home city town, blah, blah. And for us, it's another feeling. It's just improving our skills, meeting new people, discovering some things, some cultural things that we are not used to do it. So we have many different reasons that everyone today, I think that we are in the same way. But who didn't say nothing about falling in love with Nyíregyháza? It's you, Nata. And I want to say also another thing before to that you answer. Because Nata, you promised me today, being here, a hot chocolate, the best one in the city. But finally, I had to, where is it? It's like, because I said, of course, if we are going to talk about Nyíregyháza, let's do it in a romantic way. I mean, taking something, blah, blah, just talking. But where is Nata? But no worries. Later. Later we will take, because we will listen a lot of reasons and a lot of places to go, where to take it. But first, we wanted to know also your opinion. Are you falling in love with Nyíregyháza or not?
Yes, guys. I started this podcast, so how I not be in love with Nyíregyháza? And frankly speaking, yeah, now we are living this city and I now feel like a breakup is going to happen to me, because you said that, okay, you can love the city, but you want to see something else and you go to different cities to travel and see it, yeah? And I understand that I can come back here from Budapest or from other places on the world to just walk on the streets of the center or go to Bujtosi Lake or like all the places we're going to mention later. But still, I'm not going to have this routine of crossing the city center every morning by bike and then taking, I don't know, my favorite ice cream. So it's not going to happen on the weekly basis. So I'm really sad about this.
I'm sad, but also for me this feeling is kind of positive because it means that you enjoyed a lot in the other previous moment. You are sad right now because maybe in the future you will not do it like every day, but it means that you enjoyed in the past. And for me, I take that feeling and not the negative one. But talking about that, what things take you here, for example, outside your routine? For example, you said an ice cream. Could you recommend us the best ice cream or the place that you take your ice cream in Irechaza? And we have to say that any company is paying for this. This is not a branded. We will talk maybe a lot of companies, but any brand is supporting us. This is not an advertisement program, but we will talk about the best places about this. So, Nata, what thing take you outside your routine here?
Thank you, Victor, for this mention. Yeah, we're going to speak about our own places we like. And if we already start the recommendations, then I would say that best ice cream in Irechaza is in front of three dancing ladies fountain in the center. It is even called like Three Gracias.
It's called Haron Gracia and it's in the city center?
Yeah, it is in the center. So I really liked going there and it works, I think, from end March to mid-October. And there are a lot of different tastes of ice cream. We were going there with the youth exchanges, so with different people, taking this ice cream and on the way back to Musterhaz, which takes exactly the time you need to finish the ice cream, so it's just perfect vacation. During these moments, we were discussing with people from different countries how, for example, educational system works, and we were having this ice cream, so for me, this memory is really connected to the taste, and so that's why I like.
Which is your favorite flavor?
I was tasting a lot. There is a taste of Turo Rudy.
Mm.
And also Snickers or cheesecake, whatever. Raffaello also, so they experiment a lot.
Only one. Turo? Yes? No?
Yes, yes. Let it be Turo Rudy taste.
We have to say that this is really Hungarian.
Mm. Yes, Turo Rudy. I'm my favorite sweet. I love Turo Rudy. Everything that is just connected to it, I love it. But not the flavors, just only the original. That's the best.
Where, guys, were you eating ice cream the whole year?
I mean, I agree with you that Haron Grazia has a really good, a nice ice cream for being the city center, for being quite central. But also I have another favorite one. I mean, because the city center is nice, but if I have to say which is my favorite place, you have to consider also the environment. And where you could take an ice cream with the best environment here in Irechaza? In Sesto. Is the main ice cream shop. I don't know the name of the ice cream shop because...
The one with the tower.
Exactly, exactly.
Yes, it's also really good. I think it's kind of overrated because it's really, really expensive. But we all know because it's a tourist paradise in Irechaza. It's really expensive and they can get the price for it and everybody will pay it because you're in a sunny weather, summer, and you're going to buy that ice cream. But I think... In my opinion, my favorite ice cream shop in the whole city is called Sabolcsi Fagyizó, which is on the main street out of Nyíregyháza, which is called the 41st Street. It's a street to Oros. It's a big street. And at the side of it, there's a Sabolcsi Fagyizó. And they are making handmade ice cream, and it's my favorite. I love it. Every year in the summertime, I'm going with my mother. And we just so amazed by all the flavors that you can choose from. And they are not just simple flavors, but so much flavors that you can't even imagine. Like you have not even eaten that kind of flavor, but you have it in ice cream. I love it.
Nada right now is taking note.
But actually, I have two. I have another one, which is, I don't know if it's still at the territory of Nyíregyháza, but when you're going to Tokaj, on the street of next to the main road, there's one called, I don't know, Nirtura, I think, but I don't think it's Nyíregyháza anymore. Mm-hmm. But they are making handmade ice cream again, and they are so tasty. They are as tasty as the Sabolcsi Fagyizó, which is on the other side of the Nyíregyháza. I think the central ice cream places, or maybe Sóstó, are too overrated. And they, you cannot, you don't think about anything else because it's the city center. You're walking by the city center every day. You don't want to go away and try another one when you have it ready in your hand in the middle of the city. But when you're trying to explore more, then you will see that there are amazing ice cream places.
Thank you for recommendations for ice cream places, because now it's mid-March and soon everything of what you mentioned and we mentioned is going to open and we will be able to enjoy it. What about other places? Maybe let's switch to hot drinks because it was winter and, for example, we could go to cafes to drink something like coffee. Where was your favorite coffee?
Okay, I think that this is my tour because I spent a lot of hours of my projects in Xiphon. It's a coffee shop that the, where you can find in the city center. For me, it's the best because the ambient is very cozy. During the week, it's very quiet, so you can go there to work or to take a coffee in a chill mood. But then, for example, in the Friday, Saturday, at night or at, in the afternoon, a lot of people come. The music is more loud and you can feel like in a coffee shop, but at the same time, like in a pub or something like that. So for me, it's the perfect combination. The price are not really expensive. We have to imagine that you are in the city center, so it could be a bit expensive, but not too much. And the quality, except the hot chocolate, because we have another good place that probably my colleagues are going to talk about this place. But for the rest, it's amazing. And my favorite thing is that they made popcorn, and this is perfect snack for me. It's all that I need. So great. Very cool.
I have to say that I agree. For me, the best cafe is Xiphon, because when I go to cafe, it's because I need to go to a place where people are. So with people, I mean, with some movement, that you see some people. Because when I go to take a coffee, I want to listen some noise, relax, try to listen some stories, not for gossiping, just because I like to enjoy the conversation of the people. Also, some people when, for example, here we are talking in English or in Spanish, some people are curious, come to us and, ah, oh, where are you from, blah, blah. And there in that place, the people is so social, so reliable. So I like that that moments. I enjoy a lot that moments. But also I enjoy because of the attention of the waiter. Congratulations, because with us they have a lot of patience. Because for sure, it's not obligated for them to speak in English. And we do our best talking in English. And they also try to understand us. And every day that we go, they receive us with a smile. So thank you, because not in every place have the same service. So we appreciate, for at least for me, a lot this, this thing.
Yes, me too, because even when you are outside of your house or your home, this kind of little things, we can say like that little thing, like a smile or try to understand this person, it can do your day much better. So thank you so much. Yes.
Yes, I have also spent a lot of hours at Xiphon, not as many as you guys. And also our colleague Natasha, she was there all the time.
She had the gold card.
She was there. They, like, she just went in and the waitress just gave her the coffee, the cappuccino and the glass of water. Like, she was home when she was there. So I understand. But for me, the place that gives, when you say hot drinks, for me, the first place that comes to mind is Luther's. Because this is the place that I would recommend to the new volunteers. So if I see a lot of them or if they listen to this podcast, which we will also recommend, they will see all these places. But yes, Luther's for me is the place because they have the best hot chocolate. Like, it is Belgian hot chocolate. It is like salty caramel and like the three shades, like white, milk chocolate and dark chocolate. All of them are good. And when I want to have like a good hot chocolate, I always go there. Because I have tried other places, also like this fair thing that they do in the center, in the city center. They also have hot chocolate sometimes, but the quality is just not the same. So I just, even though it can be a little bit pricey for some people, for me, it's like, okay, for like real hot chocolate, I go to Luther's. Also, if you don't like hot chocolate, it can be the case. You also have tea, you have coffee, you have, like a lot of options there. And the place itself is really cool because it has this atmosphere of all these tea things and a lot of things are exposed. So you also have this kind of, I don't know how to call it, with the curtain. So
the cabinet.
The cabinet, sure.
The cabinet. We will talk now about the cabinet.
Go ahead. I think that we can't talk.
I mean, I agree with you that this is also a nice place. It's not my favorite one because it's too chill. Mm. And because also the cabinets. Mm. Because as I said, when I go to a cafe, I want social contact with the people.
But also you can play board games there.
Yes.
So that's good as well.
Yes, that's really nice because in Irechazeta is not a... I think that is not a place like for board games, gamers, something like that. And this is the kind of only place that you could have a drink, also play board games, just talk with your friends. With your friends. And why I'm saying this? Because in Luther's, as I said, there is this cabinet, kind of curtains.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's this like closed space with curtains and you sit on the floor on cushions. It's like, it's magical.
It's like a kind of Moroccan place. I mean, this kind of a Moroccan stereotype because Morocco is not everything like that. Arabic, let's say, kind of stereotype that they drink tea always in the floor and this kind of thing. It's nice because it's comfy, but this cabinet...
They have a lot of secrets.
A lot of secrets to tell because I remember the first time that I went there, I saw a lot of things that we couldn't talk right now because it's a morning show.
You broke everything inside of me. I did.
You broke his innocence.
But not because of me or because of the group, because we were in a team building there because it's a perfect place like for play board games, drink something for everyone. It's kind of quite of a democracy for everyone. I mean, you have everything for different flavors, different drinks. But in the cabinets, it's cabinet, but it's with curtains. And the curtains, you could see everything.
And you can listen.
So it's a place also that the people go like for have more privacy with your friends because you have to tell a really juicy gossip and because with your partner.
A date can be a romantic date.
A romantic date and this kind of thing. So we saw a lot of things. So I agree that it's a nice place, but it's more intimate, more privacy place. You didn't notice in the whole years that the...
I have been going there since I was 10 or 9 or who knows. And not once I was thinking about that something could happen between the curtains. But now...
Now you know why your friends are going a lot to Luther?
No.
Time to time?
No, I don't think I'm going to recommend... I will go there and it's going to go through my head every time that something's going to happen there. And... No, I didn't want to know about this one, actually. I didn't want to.
Just go downstairs.
Yes, exactly. Downstairs is good.
Okay, so not to have this image in our mind when we think of Luterhaus, I just want to share also that this is a perfect place to go with guys from youth exchange, or you can have a small group of people and go there, play games and talk. It's really nice. So
yes, if you want to have Erasmus++, it's the perfect place.
I did. Guys, did you have places where you were eating out this year? What food you can recommend? Maybe it depends on types of food. Do you have favorite pizzeria, favorite burger place, sushi place?
So, let me talk for the first, because I have experienced a lot of restaurants in Irechazeta. I think most of them, because we have ordered, when I was a child, we ordered a lot of things, and I just love it. I love the restaurants here, even though it's a small city. I think they are really tasty. If you go, like, everywhere, you can't really find a trap place where the food is, like, terrible. But one of my favorite one is La Trattoria, where you can eat pizza. And it's so good. I think it's one of my favorite because it has a feeling as a real Italian pizza.
Is that one that is close to the train station?
No. It's in the middle, in the city center, which is where we ordered pizza the last time.
Amici.
La Trattori Amici. Amici.
Yes.
That's my favorite pizza place. But when I'm thinking about gyros... You know, how's it called? Kebab? My favorite one is Total Gyros, which actually has a history, which you probably not know, but not anywhere else in the country they sell gyros in baguettes, just in Nyíregyháza, only in Nyíregyháza. It was about like 50 years ago where one restaurant ordered these baguettes, these small baguettes, kifli, gyros kifliben, that's how it's called. It's since then called Nyíregyházi gyros all over the country. They ordered this kifli, this baguette, from the local bakery, and they put gyros in it. And since then, it's all over in the county, but not in the country. If you go to Budapest or somewhere else, they will not know about this one, because it's only here. And that's why it's called the Nyíregyházi gyros.
For that reason, there, it's true that we couldn't find the kifli one. It's only the or the pita or the roll, like, I mean, outside of Hungary. Ah.
Yes, oh, it's nice. Only here. It's only just here.
Thank you, Mate, for this information, because we didn't know. We continue to learn things about the culture of Hungary and for Nyíregyháza.
Maybe before you leave, you can, for the last time, try the very exotic Nyíregyházi gyros.
Or for today's lunch.
Or for today's lunch.
Mate, what do you think about torpedo sandwich or something like that? Do you know what is this food?
No.
These products? No.
I heard something that next to the station there is a place that they serve a really big sandwich that they call torpedo. Or something
torpedo.
Like that. Torpedo.
Oh, yeah. It's really good.
What is that?
Torpedo is a huge baguette, a long baguette. And in it, there is ham, tomato, cabbage, paprika.
Uborka.
Yeah, that's like everything in it. And corn. It's huge and it's really, really soft. Mm. And when you eat it, it's just like a long Subway baguette, but it's not fried, and it's really good. It's in the school buffet also. Everywhere you can find it, I think, in Hungary.
This one we have to try still. We didn't try, so... Okay, and I would like to say continue with the ambient of a coffee shop and this kind of thing. That, for example, for me, the best bakery for these people who love sweet things, I recommend to go to Mocha Cafe. That is for cake, and for me are the best cake of Nyíregyháza. The taste is very, very good, and they have a lot of variety, and the price is really good. It's not really expensive. One bad thing is that it's a little far away. I don't know, maybe Mate how can explain better what is the location of Mocha.
So, this Mocha is on the Széchenyi Street, which is next to the Országgyászló Square. It's literally in the center. It's like 5 minutes walk from the McDonald's. And next to it, you have Széchenyi restaurant. Then you have Omnia ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. And there's the Mocha. But next to it, you also have a bakery. It's like a small shop where actually my school is next to it, to like 1 or 1.5 minutes walking from there. And every morning I'm passing by, and sometimes I buy some bakeries, sometimes some cookies and stuff. So it's a famous place because it's in the middle of everything.
And Mate, you mentioned China's restaurant. And we have our favorite Chinese restaurant that is in Kelle.
Yes.
In the building of restaurant.
I mean, if we talk about Chinese, because in gyros, I have to say Giri Giros. That is close to me and it's also really cozy, the attention. But if we talk about Chinese, the one that is in Kellet.
Yes.
I don't know the name because it's Pui Fu Fu Fu. It's too long.
And it's on a stand and it's red. All over. I know that one. I have actually never been to that restaurant. I just heard that it's amazing and everybody loves it. And that's why I think I recommend to it people, because I have never eaten it. I didn't have a chance so far. Like I didn't really think about eating Chinese food. But my favorite, what I eat with my family all the time, is in the Nier Plaza. It's on the second floor and it's called Bangkok Eteram. Or the other one, there's another Chinese restaurant next to each other. I think both of them are really good. And you know, you have these Chinese chicken, what you can eat, which is sour and also sweet. I just, I love it. That's my favorite.
I love the Chinese restaurants here. That is not the same kind of meaning of Chinese for the Spanish people, of a Spanish Chinese restaurant. It's like we serve another thing, different. Some of them are kind of the same, but other ones not. And I think that the balls, that they have chicken inside, you have balls like a sweet and salty, other one that is spicy, that balls that are fried. Oh my God, amazing. I'm hungry right now.
Me too.
Yeah, I think we're all hungry. That's why we're...
I'm hungry in Hungary.
Moving from one type of food to another. But I want to ask you to keep in mind your recommendations, because we discussed a bit of bakeries and cakes, and I think that the topic is not closed. So we switched to Chinese places, and I really can say that I also adore the Chinese restaurant in Keleti Aruhas, not far from city center also.
City center.
In the Corso, the Chinese place is not as good.
No.
And I think some of you recommended me the Tespo.
No, and we have to say that also they accept car, and other times not. And I'm not good with that.
Okay.
I don't like that restaurant. I have eaten there once, and I don't like it since then.
Sorry, but the service is not the best. For that reason, we love the Keleti one.
Yes, yeah, service is also part of impression, not only the food.
Mm-hmm. But now that we have discussed about the Chinese restaurant, let's go back a little bit to the bakeries, what we were talking about. Because of my favorite bakery is the one in the city center called Lipo Ti Bake Shake.
Yes, I have in my list also.
It's my favorite. It's it's really expensive. It's really pricey. In my opinion, the priciest bakery you can find in Yidetaza. But you have a reason why it's really, really expensive, because they're always giving fresh bread out, fresh sweets. Everything that you can buy there is fresh and really good. And this Lipo Ti Bake Shake, there are two places in Yidetaza. One also in the Dozhedyoryutsa, which is like 10 minutes walk from the other one. But except of that, Lipo Ti Bake Shake is all over the country. Literally in Budapest you have like 200 places.
Yeah, I was traveling through small cities of Hungary, and I just passed the city center and Lipo Ti is there.
Yeah, it's like a McDonald's of Hungary for bakeries.
But for me, I never came there, maybe two or three times the whole year. So for me, best bakery is when you go to the Mexican restaurant on the Vashvaripal Utsa street. There are two bakeries, but the one close to Mexican restaurant is not as good. But the one with the transparent doors, really huge entrance with a lot of glass,
yes,
it is the best.
For you, me, the best one is Frisch Pekshek.
Yeah.
And for me, is the other one is Dardi Pekshek. But I have a reason. And it's also because the customer experience. Because for me, the one that is the Dardi one, she's so nice. The girls are really reliable. They made me recommendations, try this. They made me discounts, offers. My God, impressive.
Okay, maybe. And, yes. But for me, the quality.
And the flavor and the quality. Wow. It's, yes.
For me, the quality and flavor was much better in a different one. So it starts to be a point of view show.
Whenever I pass by those bakeries, I always smell it, and it's just so good. Then you
both
walk
of
by.
Both of them, I have to say that even if I like more Dardi, both of them, they start to bake really early in the morning, like
it's
at 3,
good.
4 a.m. And when they start and they are baking, you smell the butter.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Continuing to talking about the food, I can't forget to mention the Hotel Corona Hotel, because for me, if you want to eat like a more fancy food or more elaborate food, I recommend to go in there,
Jump
because
over.
It's a place where the food was and it has very good quality, at least for me.
It's called John Bull Pub, if I'm not mistaken. It's connected to Corona.
Yeah, exactly. The real name is that one, but it's inside of the hotel, Corona Hotel. So,
if you want to eat fancy, yes, it's good. And also, they make real Hungarian food, real national foods that you can eat. For example, gulyash or aranygaluska, which is a sweet, and it's really, really good. And also chicken paprikash, you can find a lot of them, and they sell it maybe for more expensive. It's more pricey, but I think it's what you can really taste as a foreigner. If you want to try Hungarian food and you only come to Nyíregyháza for, I don't know why, but if you only come to Nyíregyháza, you should eat there. It's great. But if I'm thinking about traditional Hungarian restaurants, I don't eat there. If I want to eat something out, for example, gyros or pizza or something, I eat out in a restaurant because my mother can make it.
but you have privilege.
But when I want to eat something really traditional, really Hungarian, there's my mother for it.
She makes
everything so tasty. The best gulyash that you can find out. The best meat soup, which is called húsleves, which we eat every Sunday, every week.
Mati,
we make it. It's so good.
So why not to open a restaurant?
Oh, my mom is so mad when she has to cook a food for
every
day. But if she had to do this every day from day to day, I no chance that she would do it. No chance.
I also agree with you because one of the best goulash or traditional food that I tried here is with Hungarian friends that I have here. And yes, it's very tasty. It has a lot of difference between restaurants. And it's not that the restaurants are bad. No, but it's different. I don't know. But it's homemade with passion, with patience. So it's really nice.
But if you want to eat out and have the same feeling as a Hungarian family, maybe you can eat out in Széchenyi, where I ate gulyás, and it had kind of the same taste as my mother does it. So I think Széchenyi is a kind of good of a restaurant if you want to eat a traditional gulyás. And it's not expensive. It's actually the same price as a normal food.
And now when we are full, we can go and have some fun in Nyíregyháza, because Nyíregyháza is not a boring city. Recommend, please, a places to have fun.
What do you want to do?
I think that different people prefer different things, and it's good that we are five people here because we can speak about different. For example, let's start with places to feel the nature, to feel calm, to rest a bit from the noise. So not a party, but like parks, forests, Bújtosi Lake. From me, what you can recommend?
Okay, I would like to start because maybe it's a typical thing for the foreigners, but Sosto. I go every time that I could, like a walking, biking, or bus. It's like a, you could go in a different mood. If you don't want to walk, take the bus or the car if you have the car. If you want to do some sport, bike or walking, because it's possible. It's really easy to reach. And the environment there is really nice. It's not too busy, it's not too quiet, but also it's really huge in the nature, with the forest, with the lake, with this kind of boats. I mean, it's a resort. But it's a resort because in my country, the places that are touristic are overcrowded and are kind of, let's say, corrupted by the tourism. It's more a theme park than an environmental place, and it's sad. But here still have this kind of essence that is maybe a touristic place, but still is not corrupted. I think that when you go to any place to make tourism, it's not you just go and that's all. You have to visit and take the essence of the place. And it's possible to take the essence of the place there because a lot of local people, you eat there things that are traditional. You could do whatever the locals also do, and the locals are also going. Because, for example, what happened in my city is like at the touristic place, the locals don't go. So you only meet international people, which is also nice. But I mean, I want to take the essence of fear, and it's a really nice place also for disconnect. If you go to not in the hours that the locals are going, maybe for a walk or something like that, it's quite quiet and you relax, listening to the water. Because for me, it's really important the water because I'm from a seaside city. So it's really important for me, listen to the water, see like a really big amount of water is really important. But if I'm not in the mood to walk a lot or to go far, I go to the forest, just next to a stadium, which is also really big, and you could walk a lot and relax, and that's so good.
Okay, what about places to do sports? Maybe you were doing jogging or walking, or places to go swimming, gyms. Can you recommend anything?
I think I can. For example, when I'm going with my friends to play volleyball, we go to Bújtosi all the time because it's free and it's a big place. And in summertime, it's cool weather. Sometimes it's really hot, the sand, it's really hot and you can't really play volleyball in there. Except that if you want to go to the gym, I used to go to Cutler Gym, which is also in the city center on the second floor of the Tesco, which is now not, it's not going to be Tesco, but it's something different. Yeah, it could be Aldi.
Nobody knows.
It
will be Aldi.
It will be?
Yes.
Okay, new things. So the old Tesco is going to be the Aldi now. So on the second floor, you can find the Cutler Gym. Except that you can go to, for example, City Gym, which is on the top floor of Kalatiaru has, or also Day Fitness, which is on the street to Natikalu. Actually, there are a lot of gyms, but I think all of them are fine. They're nothing that you can just like hate about it. So gyms are gyms, you know, everywhere. It's the same.
Workout.
Exactly, I was thinking that I think a group of Mutar has during this year, we didn't decide to go to the gym to like in a building or something like that because one of the good things of this city is that, as you mentioned, Bújtosi, Sosto, the forest next to the stadium. So in this city, you can feel in the natural ambience without much effort and without having to make a lot of a long trip. You can walk maybe 20 minutes from the center and you are in a big forest where you can have a picnic or play sport or relax or read, I don't know, many things. That is one of the best things by Nirechasa, in my opinion. Also, I find that in this city you can go to everywhere walking or using sometimes the bike because the place are really close. So you can do a sport walking, only walking is okay.
More and more entertaining activities. What else have you been doing this year?
Exactly. We have to mention Dallas or Fun City, for example. I don't know if one of you want to explain more what kind of thing we can find there.
Dallas is a billiard club. So there are like 8 or 9. There is one big and there are 8 smaller tables where you can play billiard. And then you can also play darts. It's not really expensive. Actually, Dallas is kind of a cheap place for billiard and the darts. But for drinks, it's really, really expensive. Also, there's one called Chocho, which is the baby football table where you can play with it. But it's actually, I don't know, I think it's an international thing. But in Hungary, it has a big culture because in every pub you find one.
Yes, I have to say that I like to play baby foot also in Blues Cafe. That is not a cafe. I don't know what it's named cafe because it's not a cafe.
Blues is really
it's
good.
It's ironic. But I like to play there, baby foot, because the people there is really social, really reliable. I like also because of the atmosphere there. And we were playing chocho, like in Hungarian way, the baby foot. And I have to tell right now a history that we met some locals and we were playing. We are not really good players, but I know that here they played a lot, the locals won. And it's like, oh guys, we want to play with you and the loser will leave. I know in advance that they want to laugh at us. So it's like a put the ball, puck, and they make goal. Put the ball, puck, make goal. And they are like a ha 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 ha. So like this, like a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 time. Positive thing, they paid everything. Because they are playing, they were playing with us and they were laughing. They were having a nice moment and we also. But they didn't do in a bad way. It's like, guys, you need to practice more because you are too bad in this, let's say, sport. So it's also a nice place to have fun. If you want to have a kind of a evening moment, it's a nice place also.
Also, I would like to say that in the same building of Dallas, you can find another 2 more places. One is a terrace, will be open only in the summer season. It's Morris Care, if I don't say it bad. And then also you can find the Hollywood, that is a place for concert or music or something like that. So, for example, I recommend to go because you can take something outside in a big terrace with music, with a lot of people. But it's true that you probably are going to spend the half of the night try to order something because there are a lot of people and the service is a little slow.
The winter here is too long. I mean, not the summer is really short, so maybe for some events, go to Hollywood because you could enjoy concert, some parties, or some other things. Really good events. It's a good venue, actually. And we enjoy also with the Mustard has a random concert with the Parliament guys there. It was a nice venue.
Thank you for mentioning a lot of places to socialize and to enjoy like the evenings and stuff. But I would like to bring up one place to kind of be alone with yourself, to enjoy the silence and just enjoy your inner world. And it is the Library of Nirechasa, which works the whole year. And it's not at all expensive to get the 1-year ticket. Just the only problem that it was closed for winter because of some problems. But I would say that it's a really good place. There are a lot of spots to sit, to work in your laptop, for example. There are a lot of books. And if it scares you that it's all in Hungarian? Unfortunately, yes, but there is a section with foreign books, a lot of English ones, classical literature, for example, a lot, and also something in other languages, German, French, Polish, Latin, even Latin, and something in Russian. So the foreign section was my favorite place because, yeah, it's very nice.
Talking about if you like to read and related to books. I know one place, but it's not in central. It's in Josh Avaros, that is near Shekon Iftar Ala Pitvani, that is the library of Josh Avaros, that they organize a lot of events for really people that like this kind of topic. And it's mostly in Hungarian. But also they organize a lot of events in Irechasa, mostly in the neighborhood of Josh Avaros. So I find a lot of funny moments there, not only about that place, related to culture and this kind of thing. Also because about to have a nice moment in Irechas in an event.
For me, my favorite place to hang out is Mustarhas.
Finally, someone mentioned this.
I mean, Mustarhas is my house.
Yes, also. But if you want to hang out with people, like a lot of teenagers come, a lot of people who want to meet foreigners can come for
foreigners
classes.
Come.
Foreigners also come. So for me, it's also like the best place in Irechasa to meet foreigners and people who want to speak in English or want to do activities.
Yes, it's the house of international people because we are too open-minded. Come here. And you could enjoy a lot of events. You could enjoy with the teenagers of the student parliament. You could enjoy with the volunteers. Maybe not us, because we are leaving, but the next ones. You could come here for learn some English, for learn some other languages. You could come to organize something and proposing to the organization. You could come to enjoy another thing because other organizations are here to come. For example, for the poetry nights or something like that. Also, we are hosting an international karaoke. We organize a lot of events, so it's the perfect venue.
It is, it is. And for example, for me, the best characteristic of Mustarhas is really tolerance for everything. And speaking for me, sometimes I can be scared joining new place because I'm not sure if this place is gonna kind of have me there. So if they're inviting, but as Mustarhas, whatever, whoever comes to us, everyone is welcomed. But there are much more places to join the culture and to broaden your horizons, broaden your worldview. For example, theaters, cinemas, museums. Guys, do you have recommendations in this list?
Well, I often go to cinemas. And I think because there are only two cinemas in the whole city. The one in Nyír Plaza, which is called Cinema City. And the other one is Krúdi Mozi, which is in the middle of the city. It's a I think it only has two rooms, but maybe just one. I have no idea, actually. But it is really cheap, considering that the other one is really, really expensive. They are giving out the days when they are broadcasting, and it's not that much time. It's not that frequent as the other one, the Cinema City. Because in Cinema City, you have every film for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, continuously every day. And this one, you only have maybe just once or maybe just twice a week. But when you go there and you watch a movie, you are with everyone. You know, if you go there, the whole room is filled with people and you have an atmosphere that you are watching a movie with everyone. And if there's a funny moment, everybody's laughing. If there's a sad moment, everybody's with each other. So I think it's a really close community. But Cinema City is more open. It's like more everyday different people. Maybe you are just the only one in the room. Maybe just your friends. It's different, more expensive. But I think I like the vibe more in Krúdi than in Cinema City.
I want to say something about the two cinemas, and the difference is like a Cinema City is the commercial cinema. It's a commercial cinema, like a, for the big releases and the cinema industry, like the commercial one. And Krúdi Cinema, Krúdi Mozi, it's a European cinema. It's like a more promoting the culture, not only the big releases, but also the national releases, European cinema, alternative movies. They organize also some special passes when, for example, we have to celebrate something, like recently the Francophonie, the day that they speak in English. So for some days they are only broadcasting movies in original version in French with subtitles in Hungarian. And also, for example, if something happened really good with the Spanish cinema, or we are celebrating the Goyas, that is the movie awards in Spain, they also play some movies in Spanish and different things. So that is the difference, and also the price, of course. But I agree with you, the atmosphere in Krúdi, it's I don't know, it's nicer.
More like a family that you are
yes.
together. But in Cinema City, you don't feel it. It's just...
You go by yourself. Exactly. It's like.
But in Cinema City, it's more modern. The whole screen is bigger. louder music, bigger rooms. It's just different. It's, I think, one is a really natural, family brought together cinema place for you, which is not really expensive, but still you can enjoy the same time. The music is also not as loud as in Cinema City. Cinema City is more for, you know, in Krudimuzi, you find a lot of elderly people. A lot of elderly people. One last time when I was there, I was the youngest person in the whole room. Everybody was like 40 plus. And I was, how is this happening? Like, when I go to Cinema City, you cannot find a single person more than, I don't know, 40.
You know why? Because you are a cinema lover.
Am I?
Yes, you are a cinema lover. And it's like you go to the cinema because you like the experience of the movie. This is like me. I consider myself like a cinema lover. And I prefer to go to more into the alternative cinemas than in the commercial one. Of course I go. But I prefer the other one because offer more options, like original versions, different festivals of horror or something like that. That in the commercial one, no. So it's like a pros and cons. In the commercial, you have the technology. In the other ones, you have the experience that, in fact, is the soul. So, yes. We are agree.
Okay, guys, it's all very good. But for foreigners who come for 1 year as volunteers, for example, does these places actually provide English movies or...
Including last times, I think there are more like the Hungarian movies, which are not in English. But if you go to the commercial one, the Cinema City, you can find movies which is in English dubbed, Hungarian subtitled.
Only one movie per week and one pass. Mm-hmm. Sometimes per day or sometimes per week.
Including people watch the movies in the original way because, you know, for example, when there's Oscars or when there's the Hungarian Movie Week, mm-hmm. or not just the Hungarian, International Movie Weeks, they play with the original sound and with Hungarian subtitles. So I think including you can find it more frequently than in Cinema City. But for example, the bigger movies for Avatar or from other Marvel movies, they will broadcast at least once or twice a week in English.
Now I can be sure that cinema lovers who are going to listen to this podcast will be satisfied like 100%.
Yes.
Let's move to advantages and disadvantages of Nirit Haza. We can just enumerate them. And I would like to start with the size and geographical position as we are starting like at the geography lessons when I was like 7th or 8th form. I want to say that the size of Nirit Haza is actually perfect. It is not too big and it's not too small. There is everything you need, but it's not too loud. That was important for me when I moved. And yeah, I think it's better than to live in a really big city.
Yes, Nata, I totally agree with you. And also, one thing that is important for me is the surroundings of the city. I think that we must say that near Nirit Haza, there are many other cities or beautiful towns that you can visit during the weekend, for example. So let's say that if the city boring you at some point, the good thing is that you can take the train and in 30 minutes or maybe 2 hours or 3 hours, for example, you can be in another place, totally different, and open to discover new culture or new things. So I think that this is another good point.
I think it's a big advantage of Nirit Haza that maybe not Nirit Haza, but of Hungary, that Hungary is not a big country to explore. If you want to go to the big city, Budapest, you are there in 2.5 hours. Maybe 3. But if you want to go to not the biggest city, but a bigger city, you can go to Debrecen in 30 minutes. Or if you want to go to have a swim in the summertime, you can go to Balaton in 4 hours. Because first you go to Budapest and then you just transfer the train. If you want to go outside of the country and maybe you want to explore another very, very big city, you can go to Vienna. You first go to Budapest and then you take a train to Vienna. And it is not so expensive. You can pay for it. Like, it's not, it doesn't cost millions. And I think it's a great opportunity in Hungary that, for example, not like in, for example, USA. Or if you go to, I mean, not even USA because it's really big. If you go to England or you go to, where should I say, Spain, for example, it's much bigger than Hungary and you have more, much bigger distances between cities. And if you want to go, for example, I don't know, like Malaga to Barcelona, then it's not 2 hours of ride. You have to travel for long hours, really exhausting. Here you just take the train and you go wherever you want and you're not going to be exhausted. You can explore the country. I think it's a big advantage.
And I need to say for one of our colleagues who is no longer here, Samantha, but like this idea should be spoke aloud that from Nirit Haza, from Hungary, it's really easy to travel because it's center of Europe. Is that all advantages that come to your mind?
I think that traveling is really easy from Hungary. It's more than enough for a big advantage. It's not a place where you are stuck in, because whenever you would like to go away, you can go to Kosice and you take a train to Miskolc and then just transfer and take a train to Košice. Or if you want to go to, for example, Nagyvárad or Temesvar, which is in Romania, you take another train and you can go there. If you want to go to Vienna, or if you want to go to Bratislava, or you want to go anywhere, you can take the train and be there in like not even a half a day, like in 5 to 10 hours maximum. And I think it's a great opportunity. You can't really feel stuck in here because not so big distances. It's just so easy to travel here. And I think it's more than enough for it to be a livable city, you know, Nyíregyháza.
Also, I would like to say, I think that Nata, you mentioned before, is related with the call of the city, the quiet of the city, because for me, I think that sometimes maybe I feel stressful or worried or something, but you decide to go out and walking around the city and you start to feel more calm, more chill, because I think that the mood of the city influence yourself. So I think that this is another very good thing of Nyíregyháza, that if you want something relaxed, calm, quite also very clean. The city for me is very clean compared with another big city or even with my home city. This is a really good place to come.
Yeah, and the city center is also very beautiful. And so our time in Nyíregyháza, as well as our time for the podcast, is running out. So I would like to just ask each of you guys, and also I will say my opinion, like last thought of yours, why people should visit this city, or why is it nice to live here for 1 year? Why is it nice to live here as a local? What can you say in total about Nyíregyháza?
For me, as you say, this is kind of the perfect city. It's not too big, not too small, not too noisy, but not quiet. I have this kind of balance. And right now it's providing me a really good experience. If you want to chill, you could go to a spa. If you want a night, you could have a kind of a nightlife. If you want to eat something good, you could eat something good. If you want to travel, you are in the center of Europe. So what else, baby?
So I think, as you said, Nyíregyháza is not too big, not too small. I think it's a perfect place to grow up in. In my opinion, if I could choose where to reborn and where to live as a kid, I think I wouldn't go away from here, because I have all the memories here, all the friends, all everything that is connecting you to a city. So I think Nyíregyháza is a perfect place for families with children to live in, because it's a very family-orientated city. If you want to go out for a walk, it's a really quiet walk, or want to have a little festival in the summertime, you can do it here with your children, with your family, because it's just comfortable enough to be in. I think Nyíregyháza is a great city even to come as a volunteer, because even though you don't find the most exciting things in Nyíregyháza, and you won't be stuck here for the whole year not going anywhere, you can just take the train anywhere and hang out in Debrecen or in Budapest. So I think this city is cool. I think it's a great city. And some people say that it's terrible and that it's ugly and everything, which some way can be seen. But actually, I think it's just a bad thinking that it goes with the people. So I think it's a great city.
For me, Nyíregyháza was good, especially for this project as a volunteer, because I feel like it doesn't have a lot of distractions and that I was able to focus on the project fully. Like, for example, if I had been in Budapest, for example, like I feel like I would have been more distracted. I would have been all over the place wanting to go to the city every day. But here in Nyíregyháza is like, yeah, it's more calm, more relaxed. So I can go to work. I can focus on the radio. I can focus on everything, all the activities that I want to do. And if I feel like running away for a weekend, I can do that. And as all of my colleagues have said, they can go to just another place of Europe or of Hungary, and you can just enjoy that. But I feel like, yeah, for me, the best thing about Nyíregyháza is that I'm able to focus and I'm not stressed about the city. I'm not like confused. I'm just like enjoying the rhythm of the city.
And for me, also Nyíregyháza is a very good city. I think that you can find everything that you need for your day to day, everything that you need for enjoy with your friends. And the best thing is that if you want more, you can always travel to another place easily. Although I have to confess that after a year, I am in love, or everyone here is in love with Nyíregyháza, but maybe with more time, I could not feel like this. I am not sure about that. But I am sure that this is a city that you want to live sometime, But also, is this kind of city that you want to return to feel that call, to organize your idea, or to feel like at home? So for me, it's a really good place.
Thank you, thank you. As for me, I would like to say that some people were saying that there are not enough clubs, there are not enough pubs. It never touched me, but what touched me is that this is a perfect city to make your small routines. So I was always passing the same streets, and the city is also good that you can understand the structure and the logic of the city, of the streets. You know where to go for a market, you know where to go for the lake. And now, dear listener, you also know where to go because we gave you a lot of suggestions. And for me, it was important that I know where I can go and how I can reach it and which routines I can do. So in the morning, when I go to work, I can go to the bakery and take a bun and I can do it from day to day. This was super important for me and it never let me down in this city. So guys, I'm so grateful for you to be here with me and giving all these suggestions. I hope, dear listener, you will listen to some of our advices, and I hope it was useful for those who are gonna visit Nyíregyháza or be here, or also you will enjoy this. Anyway, you can join us another day in Musterház. Thank you for listening to our podcast. It was Muster FM 89.6, and it was Nata.
Carmen, thank you, bye-bye.
A really big bye-bye of Victor.
Mwah. Maria also says goodbye.
And also Mati says goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.